Doug Smith of the Toronto Star is with us, I think. Smith, are you there?
Hello, kids. How are you?
Okay. We're having a long conversation about pelicans.
Uh-oh.
And we don't know anything about them.
The state bird of Louisiana.
Yeah, we know that.
That part we know.
Yeah, and you can't eat them. Okay. They taste...
Really?
Yeah, they taste crap, apparently.
Oh, I thought it was like illegal.
No, well, it may be illegal, but no, apparently they taste bad. They're not based
on what are you saying this?
Information. But here's what we don't know so far. Well, we know they're the state bird of Louisiana. We know that they're pretty ugly. We know they taste bad. What sound do they make?
I don't know. Can they fly?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they can fly.
Pelicans?
Yeah, pelicans can fly.
What is wrong with you, Smitty? Of course they can fly.
Yeah, they can fly.
Well, I don't know.
They're a seabird.
They can be like extinct for all I know. I don't care. You know, there's no pelicans in Mississauga. There's none around my house. So that's all I care about.
Have you been to New Orleans? You've been to New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm going there next week, too.
Yeah,
I've been to New Orleans a lot, actually. A couple All-Star games once a year.
Yeah, didn't you see any pelicans?
No, but mostly I saw drunks on Bourbon Street.
Oh, says you.
We were in New Orleans one night. They played a New Year's Eve game.
Okay.
You walk up Bourbon Street at 12:15 a.m. January 1st any year, it's like something you've never seen.
It's the same. New Year's Eve and July 10th, same.
It's like nothing you've seen or smelled before.
Yeah, same thing.
So, by the way, you can eat pelican.
He says you can't eat pelican.
You can. But it's like penguin. It wouldn't taste very... They taste more like fish.
Wait a second. You're pretending like you know what a penguin tastes like.
I've been doing research while you and Smitty have been talking about the seabirds that live in Mississauga.
You've never eaten penguins.
Penguins can't fly, though, right?
Apparently, you can eat a pelican. No, penguins
can't fly. They got wings that are about this long. They're like 3 inches long.
So, Smitty, just so before we move on to basketball, your analysis is... Penguins can't fly, therefore I don't know if pelicans can. This is your analysis.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And I got out of high school. I don't think I got any science courses, but I got out of high school.
You are a Hall of Famer, man.
Attaboy.
Basketball.
So these penguins or pelicans have not been particularly good of late, like forever. But they might be okay now. I don't know whether they're good yet. Do you know whether they're good?
They got the Twin Towers going now.
Yeah, they finally got Cousins and Davis figured it out. And the training camp, getting them together for that training camp helped. They've won, I guess, four in a row on the road. I think I wrote today, they're over 500 for the first time since, like, 2015. So, you know, and they don't have – Rajon Rondo's still hurt. I mean, he's going to help when he gets back. I'm not sure. They could probably be in the mix for the 7th, 8th playoff spots in the West. But I don't think they're good.
Is there a team other than them? I mean, we're in an NBA now where the three ball is king. And everybody loves to go small. And everybody loves their big men to shoot three. Is there a team that can put two big men out there quite like New Orleans can right now?
I can't think of one. I was trying to figure that out today. I was writing about Cousins and Davis. And they're like unicorns. There's not two on a team. You know, everybody seems to have one.
Who can they be like unicorns?
See, there you go.
Wait a second. To delve into that analysis, can you name one person that has one unicorn?
They call Porzingis the unicorn in New York.
That's not the same, and you know
there
it.
There you go.
That is not the same.
But they do. Every team seems to have one or trying to find one. I can't think of a team that has two this effective who play this much.
Does that present a matchup problem for the Raptors, or do they have the big men?
They don't have anybody that can cover a unicorn. No,
or ride one.
To the best of my knowledge,
they got to get a penguin. I think.
Wait a sec. What does a unicorn taste like?
The interesting thing is that the funny thing is that maybe the Raptors do match up okay because of guys like Siakam, Nogura can go out and cover on the perimeter. Now, I don't think they can stop them, but they can at least contest shots and get out to contest a three-pointer by Cousins that Valanciunas or Ibaka might be, or, you know, they're steps slower, so they may not get there as quickly. But guys like Nogueira, Poeltl to some extent, Siakam for sure, they can get out there and disrupt shots.
It's funny you mentioned Poeltl. The other night, he came in late. He was getting all kinds of minutes early, and then all of a sudden he's not getting the minutes. I'm a little confused by that. Can you explain this?
Mostly because, and this is going to sound really bad, but most nights Dwayne Casey's guessing. He runs out. He's got seven guys coming off the bench when he really should only play four, maybe five.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know who to play. He doesn't know who's going to give him what. And if you go, yeah. If your first guy off the bench is Nogueira and he's playing well, that's going to cut into Poeltl's minutes.
Yeah.
If Poeltl's the first guy off and he's playing well, that's going to cut into Nogueira's minutes. And every night's different because every matchup's different. And that's going to be the interesting thing as the season goes on with the Raptors. They got to get – in regular season, you can play 10, maybe 11 when there's three games and four nights and foul trouble and that sort of stuff. But starting like early, mid-March, you got to get to 9, 10 guys. And right now they're running 12 guys through. They played 12 guys in the first 14 minutes the other night. That there's no flow to anybody on the team if you're running guys in and off the court that quick.
Which is okay, right? Like, we're in the opening 10 games of the year.
You're trying to figure it out. Yeah.
Well,
100% now it's just fine. And you got to find out. But I think that's why you're seeing Lowry off a slow start. It's why you're seeing some of the big men in the backup roles. Some nights good, some nights bad, some nights 4 minutes, some nights 18 minutes. Because they don't know and they're trying to figure it out. And it's a perfect time to do it, the first 20 games of the year.
All right. I have an opinion on this, but I'm not going to give it. I'm going to hear what you have to say. How would you rate Ibaka since he came over?
Average and as advertised. I never think he was an all-star, but he's a threat. He's not a very good rebounder and never was. Like, I don't think people expected. If people expected that, they hadn't watched him for a few years. But he is a shooting threat that makes people guard him. He hasn't been great, but he hasn't been awful. He's pretty much been what I thought he would be. Very good piece on this team.
Do you think at 3 years, 65, they're overcommitted to this guy?
I think in the third year they will regret that, but I think it's what you had to get done in this man's NBA. And who knows in the third year if that's not a good tradable contract in a package. You know what I mean?
Expiring contract.
Yeah.
They had, and certainly couldn't go to four, but I think three and having nothing in a fourth year, no, not even a marginally guaranteed deal was the right deal. The number is the number, and we'll see in 3 years if he's still any good or if he can be packaged in a trade.
CJ Miles has been, you don't want to think that Ibaka's a disappointment. I will state that I don't necessarily agree with your assessment. I would argue that Miles has been being a disappointment.
He's got to be better than this.
He's got to be better than this.
They got to figure out how to use him better than this. That's on them. He's good, but they can't get him any shots. And they got to put him on the floor with DeRozan, Lowry, and Ibaka and Valanciunas and or Powell, because on that second unit with those four kids, he's the only guy they guard closely. And he can't get a shot. You put him out there with other threats, that's when he becomes effective.
Yeah, provided the other threats like DeRozan and Lowry are willing to share the basketball.
Well, and that's the part Smitty. To that point, what you just made, on the second unit, he can't get his shots. But it seems to me, even more than the first unit, the second unit shares the basketball. They move the ball. So why can't he get his shots?
Because a second defender is never more than 5 or 6 feet away from him. And they're still trying to figure out how we can go hunting the space when the ball moves to get open looks. I think he's only playing 18.8 minutes a night. His minutes are an all-time low. His field goal attempts are an all-time low. And that's on Dwayne and his staff to figure out how to better use him. And I think they got to get him time with the starters.
Don't you have to run him off screens in order to get him open at the three-point line? He just can't stand there and wait for the ball to get to him.
Sure, and they run him off screens. They run him off curls. They run him zippers up the middle. And the second guy, the guy guarding the guy setting the screen, takes the pass away because they know.
I understand. Yeah, I understand.
They're going to give Fred VanVleet or Jakob Poeltl or DeLon Wright a shot before they're going to give it to CJ Miles.
Yeah, I hear you.
They scout, and that's the deal. But I think he's got to play some minutes every night with two or three of the starters.
A little, it's not a terrible next three games, but three challenging games, Pelicans, then the Celtics, who are playing like crazy, and then the Rockets. So they're not, no walkthroughs over the next three.
Tough.
Smitty?
Boston's a little beat up, but it's a tough three-game stretch for sure.
Yeah, Boston keeps winning, though. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, pal.
I'll be here. All right, guys. Take care.
Doug Smith of the Toronto Star knows nothing about Pelicans.